Morena e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. Today we are here to talk about something that so many of you guys are talking about and thinking about. Why moving to Australia for better pay might not actually help you. Because so many people here in Aotearoa say things like, if I just move to Australia and I earn more money, my financial problems will finally be sorted. Now, let me be clear before we go any further. This episode is not anti-Australia. It's not anti-moving to Australia. People move for amazing reasons, opportunities, whānau, lifestyle, growth. But what I do really want to unpack is this idea that earning more automatically equals financial comfort. And this doesn't just mean moving to Australia. It could mean getting a higher paying job in New Zealand also. But, you know, for a lot of people, moving to Australia for a higher paying job doesn't change much. And I'm going to talk to you about the common themes that I see happening for our whānau who are moving overseas. Now, the first thing is that more money, more income, it will not fix broken systems. This is the uncomfortable part. If you're struggling to manage 60k, 80k, or 100k, earning 120k or earning 200 grand in Australia is not going to magically fix your life. And I'm going to tell you why. Because money amplifies your behaviors. It does not correct them. So as an example, if you spend 100% of your income when you're in New Zealand earning 75 grand and you jump over to Australia and you start earning 200 grand, the likelihood of you spending 100% of your income over there is very high because you haven't actually worked on the behaviors or the systems or the reasons why your spending habits are the way they are. Your money habits will grow if you don't change something. And what I mean by this is, say for example, you've got a drinking problem or a shopping problem and you're managing on, you know, 75k. When you move and you start earning more, that habit is going to grow. You'll spend more, you'll buy bigger things, you might drink more, you might buy more, you know, buy nicer alcohol. You know, I'm just coming up with examples here because I see this pattern happening so much and I really want to support our community in being able to change this. This doesn't mean not moving to Australia or not moving to a higher paying job. It means learning how to manage the money that you have better. So if you spend everything you earn now, if you don't track your money, you avoid looking at your bank accounts and you rely on credit cards or future income to save you or to make sure everything's okay, then more income is often just going to mean more expensive problems. You're going to get a, you know, bigger house, big, more rent, better cars, more travel, more eating out, more, I'm working really hard, so I deserve this spending. And then suddenly you're earning more, but you're feeling just as stressed. Now, one of the things that so many people don't realize is happening is lifestyle inflation, because it's quiet and it's sneaky. Lifestyle inflation doesn't usually happen because you're irresponsible. It happens because your environment changes, your peers start earning more, your standards slowly start shifting, your spending creeps up, and you don't even notice. One upgrade at a time. A better whare, more Ubers, weekly brunches instead of monthly, international trips instead of local ones. You know, none of these things are bad. But when every pay rise is matched by a lifestyle upgrade, it means that financial comfort is never going to come because you're running faster on that same treadmill, but in a different country. You know, if your costs just keep on rising in line with your income, you're never going to have that gap between what you're spending and what you earn. And so you're not actually going to be able to invest anything. You're not going to be able to save anything. Now, obviously, this isn't the case for every single person who moves to Australia. I know a lot of people who move to Australia and are very smart with how they're spending their money. They save pūtea, they buy property, they invest. You know, those are just some examples. But I think that there's a lot more people who move to Australia with the idea of a better life, but their financial position basically stays the same because their spending habits are just amplified. So number three on my list is around what actually creates financial comfort. Because financial comfort doesn't come from where you live, it comes from behavior. Things like knowing where your money goes, having a plan for your income, paying yourself first. So what this means is paying, you know, investing or saving before you pay your bills. This is a common facade within a lot of financial books. I've actually just finished reading Rich Dad Poor Dad again, and it was really interesting to revisit this facade. And what it talks about is Robert Kiyosaki, he's the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad. What he talks about in this book is that he is so motivated to make money or to pay his bills when someone is knocking on his door saying, you've got a bill to pay. So as an example, taxes or, any bill that you've got, maybe it's your mortgage, maybe it's whatever it is, right? Whereas when it's for yourself, to invest in yourself, to buy assets for yourself, there isn't this strong motivation to do that because you're like, well, nothing bad's going to happen if I don't do it right now, is it? Whereas if you don't pay your taxes, bro, that's not good. If you don't pay, you know, your mortgage, you're going to lose your house. And so what he talks about when he says pay yourself first is if you prioritize investing and, you know, saving to buy assets, then when those bills and stuff are coming in, you're going to find a way to pay them because there's that motivation and that desire there. Now, I'm not saying this system is going to work for everyone, but I'm just sharing a concept that I really enjoyed hearing about inside Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, other things that you can do that will help you, building a safety net, an emergency fund, investing consistently, even if it's only a small amount. Now, you can do all of this in New Zealand, but you can also do it in Australia. But you can't skip it. A higher salary is only going to help you if you avoid lifestyle creep, you increase your savings before spending, you intentionally invest the difference, and you keep your fixed costs reasonable. Otherwise, that extra income literally just gets eaten up. Like, it might not be Kai, but it's going to disappear in some way or another if you're not intentional about the money that you have and where it's going. Now, number four of this is that income is a tool. So what this means is income is a tool, but it's not the solution. So if we're going to reframe this, it's like increasing your income is powerful, but that's not the solution, like the only solution. That's just a tool. If you move to Australia and you keep your expenses similar, you save and invest the difference, you maintain boundaries around spending with yourself and others, and you avoid keeping up with everyone else, then yes, like moving to Australia and earning more money, that move could absolutely accelerate your financial progress. But if you don't change your habits, you'll just recreate that same financial stress that you're experiencing in New Zealand, only with better weather, you know? So number five is the question to ask yourself before you move. Before you move, or before you rely on your next pay rise to fix things, I want you to ask yourself this. If my income increased tomorrow, what would I do differently with my money? If the answer is you'd finally start saving, you'd start investing, you'd pay down debt, you'd build a buffer, then you can start practicing those things now on your current income by cutting back, by doing different things. Now, I understand the cost of living in Aotearoa is high, and I understand that a lot of people aren't earning enough, but literally, even if you have this habit of investing $5 a week on what you're earning at the moment, that habit of investing, aha kua te aha, like no matter what you're earning, that habit is going to grow and expand when you move over to Australia and earn more. Because if you can't manage money intentionally now, more money won't teach you how. And this is the case with a lot of people who win things like lotto. They will win it, and if they've got really bad financial habits, a lot of them end up going broke again within their lifetime because money is not going to solve your problems if you've got these poor habits that are a barrier to being able to utilize this great resource, this great tool for maximizing, you know, your wealth over your lifetime. So basically, moving countries or getting a high paying job, it's not going to fix your spending problems. Earning more won't automatically bring peace, but learning how to manage what you earn wherever you live, that will. Financial comfort comes from systems, not salaries. And that's something you can start building today. So if this episode resonated, or if you started to think about a few things, or maybe there's some people in your life where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, this episode made me think about you, send it to them or share it on your story, because this is the stuff that's really important for our whānau to understand. Because I hate seeing our whānau, you know, move overseas, sacrifice being on their whenua for the promise, or not the promise, but, you know, the intention of building a better life. They go over there, some of them will spend a few years there, and they'll come back, and literally nothing's changed. They're still in the same financial position. And that's because of everything I've talked about today. So if you thought of anyone when you're listening to this, please send this to them or post it on your story. I think this is like day 7 of posting an episode every day across January. Well, 30 episodes across January. I have this big goal of growing my podcast in 2026. So I would absolutely be grateful if you could share this with someone. Another short episode today, but I hope this started to kind of get the mind thinking about these concepts. And I think I'm actually going to record another episode about what some of the bad habits are that I see a lot of people making and how we can shift those. So that's what we're going to listen to tomorrow. So yeah, mauri ora e te whānau. Thanks for being here, and I will talk to you all again. Apopo. Ka kite.